Today at Kwarinam, this is Gurudeva on the 16th of May, greeting you in cyberspace. I will be with you for 5 days before our next retreat. Well, as you may know, I have been on a retreat for a little over 3 years here at Kwarinam. Have not left the beautiful garden island of Kauai. And why did I take a retreat? Which officially ends on the 28th of this month. For the 28th, 29th, and 30th, I'm presiding over a large Kumbh Abhishekam, which is the dedication of a big Lord Murugan temple in Bethesda, Maryland, very close to Washington, D.C. We expect about 3,000 or more people to attend this grand event. What happened during the three-year retreat? Well, our Hinduism today was a newspaper. We turned it into a magazine in full color. It's now on newsstands right next to Newsweek and Time magazine throughout the United States. We completed the children's course, Book 1 and Book 2, which is actually the Sri Lanka Saivite course for children, taught in schools there for a number of years. Loving Ganesha, a beautiful book, was completed. The fifth edition of Dancing with Shiva, with beautiful new artwork created in South India, was finished. Merging with Shiva, our latest book, Lemurian Scrolls, and Weaver's Wisdom, the American English edition of the famous 2,200-year-old Thirukkural, which the South Indian Tamils call their Vedas. All this and a little more was accomplished during this 3 year period. And now we're open for travel. When invitations to significant events, I should say, come around. We have a question here from Niraj, who mentions that during meditation, and many people have this experience, during meditation, the body feels really hot. When this occurs, this shows an imbalance within the body itself. The diet should be watched, eating cooling food, nothing to stimulate heat within the body. And also, the meditation should be periodic, not every day at the same time. Perform the puja every day, that's just fine. But maybe meditate once or twice a week. That is to say, feeling hot and getting the fire up in the body should not occur. It should be regulated for a healthy, productive life. We hope more questions will come in. We have another thank you that has come in from Suhendra, thanking us for explaining individual mental states and something about violence for children, which is a big topic these days. We could talk more on that. But let's talk a little bit about you. You are a beautiful soul living in a physical body, living in an astral body, living in a mental body, living in an emotional body, and all these bodies are the tools of your natural body, which is the soul, which is perfect, unmarred, untouched, absolutely a beautiful, radiant being of electronic quantums of light. Now we hear the same in Tamil language, French language, and Malay.